Watch, Rashida Tlaib claims concerned parents at school board meetings are white supremacy. By Brecken Eftis on July 22, 2022. Far-left Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME, told a group of Democrats that concerned parents who speak out against critical race theory at school board meetings are perpetuating white supremacy and are trying to whitewash history. "We can't allow them to whitewash history," she said at an online meeting of the Oakland County Democrat Party African American Committee. "Their intention is to try to, you know, expand on white supremacy." Her answer was in response to a question from Alexandria Hughes, who falsely defined critical race theory as something that examines the systematic effects of white supremacy in America. Hughes then went on to ask how, candidates, will use your power to make sure K-12 schools educators are able to build curriculums that bring awareness to the history of white supremacy, layers of racism, bias, and how that currently exists today. Tlaib said, defending an ideology that has been soundly debunked by actual historians, "We won't be able to confront it if history is written upon falsehoods after falsehoods. On the local level, I'm going to show up and be vocal about these efforts. I'm going to continue to train, you know, neighbors and community groups on how to, you know, get folks like us running for office so that we have folks again with various lived experiences making those decisions. Watch." One of the things that continue to push back with urgency is my colleagues who say don't talk about critical race theory, Rashida, this is not the time. You got to continue pushing back on white supremacy in our country. Because this is exactly how you enable them to pretend it's not actually happening. "It is happening," she claimed, referencing parents who speak out against racial indoctrination taking place at their children's schools. "They're showing up at our school board meetings right now. They are intentional about making sure that we're not speaking truth to our children." She said that the Detroit public school system's decision to take away whatever history books they had in favor of implementing history through an African-American lens has the potential to completely change the trajectory of our country, and so it is incredibly important. Tlaib also erroneously argued that some parents do not want teachers telling students that slavery was bad. Democrats are in trouble electorally on the issue of education, due in large part to school districts insisting on indoctrinating America's youth with ideas like critical race theory and gender ideology. Recent polling has shown a historic reversal on the issue of education, giving Republicans the upper hand. As Breitbart News reported, voters in congressional battleground districts give Republicans a 4-point lead over Democrats on handling education. Perhaps more tellingly, voters do not want teachers to return to their pre-pandemic teaching norms. Indeed, only 34% of voters would prefer returning to pre-pandemic norms, contrasted with 54% who responded they would prefer that schools prepare students for jobs in the future, a 22-point margin. This might suggest that voters have come to the realization that schools and teachers were acting nefariously prior to the pandemic in indoctrinating children, information that was only exposed to the American people as a result of pandemic education conditions. With minority voters, the sentiment is even stronger, with the gap between the two options expanding to 34%. Brecken Eftis is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken Eftis.